Hard situation to come into. I thought the boys committed themselves magnificent. Curtis Roberts was outstanding for us up top. And then we got a wee bit of slackness again. Fucking feels as if I've crashed a thousand mirrors, to be honest, to get bad luck. Decision making again, maybe at certain times, 3 minutes into injury time, don't give fouls away, don't get sent off. And it's come back to haunt us again. And then the guys are gutted, I'm gutted. Couldn't have asked for any more of them. I thought we more than acquitted ourselves, to be honest. I thought towards the end of the first half we were up the team and on. I thought towards the end of the second half we just, no sitting on steam, you get out of 10 men, they're going to hang you, but that's when you just got to be sensible. And you're 3 minutes into injury time, you just make sure that you don't do anything silly. And we did something silly, and it cost us.
Can you take confidence from us going into next week?
The boys have got to take confidence because we've matched them. It's the same old story. You'll have heard the same for Danny last week, and the week before, and the week before, and the week before, and the week before. So that's 10 weeks in a row. We're saying the same thing. We're not winning. So it's on my shoulder. I'm quite fucking willing to take that, but I can't do any more for them. It's nothing to do with any coaching, okay? It's just we made a wrong decision again. And then they capitalised on it, and it's cost us another 2 points. I thought a draw was more than a worthy for us today, because I thought we acquitted ourselves really well. But you can't get out of 10 men in 90 minutes and then give a foul away when they're gone towards their own goal. And it's you allow them to put the ball in the box, and then after that it's a lottery. But just a wee bit annoyed that we didn't win the ball, and Ross went up really well, but it just happened to hit his shoulder and fought their boy, and it's game over at that stage, isn't it? We'll go back and just have a look at it. Shortest team talk after it ever. Just get up the road. There's no point fingers, we're not getting any blame, but we've got to learn for this. In 93 minutes, you don't give fouls away for a start, because that always gives people, and you can see their reaction. They know they've stole it. So they have, because that big Neil Parry, I don't think he had a safety mate the full game. Yeah, he did. And Curtis has scored an absolute screamer, and the keeper's ball off a really good save for me more. 5 minutes to go, and that's the difference. Teams are getting the rubber green against us, and we're not getting it against them. But hopefully it's got to turn at some stage. Well, you've got your dogfight with us in Peterhead, so he's caught. But hopefully they get a wee bit more confidence for that result. I'm getting confident because of the way they played. But again, I don't know what's happened to Clyde, but our luck, we call it luck, whatever. But if we're not getting luck, everyone seems to be dropping against us at this moment in time, no matter what they do. I couldn't ask for any more of the players today. They're dead in their feet. And then it's practically the last kick of the ball. Football is a funny old game.